Okay. So today is the 4th of November, 2003, and we're going to do lesson number 74 called Rocking the Back with the Help of One Leg. Sounds interesting. Look, why don't you go back, right back there, because you can't go in between them. There you go, right there. It's perfect. Okay, so take a moment to lie on your back and observe how you're resting on your back. How your shoulder blades are resting, how your spine is resting in between your shoulder blades, how your pelvis is lying on the floor. Why don't you just keep your knees bent while you lie down?
I can't lie flat. I can't put my head down all the way.
You want to put your shoes? Why don't you put your shoes under your jacket, see if that helps.
You're smart. I never thought of that.
Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. Good. And now just begin to visit doing the movement of tilting your pelvis, going from flattening your back to arching your lower back. This is a very familiar movement to you by now. Go slow and feel what it's like this morning. How do you bring your attention onto yourself this morning? Good. And keeping your legs standing, pause for a moment to interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. That's it. And now this time you're going to lift your head at the same time as lifting your tailbone. So think of flattening your back and lift the tailbone, lift the head. And now think of rocking through your entire back. So you keep your tailbone and your head lifted, and you rock through your back. So that means you lift the pelvis a little higher as you lower the head a little bit. And then as you bring the head higher, you lower the pelvis a little bit. So you want to feel that you can rock through. So Bev, keep both of them up at the same time. There. And now think of rocking like a rocking horse. No? There. That's it. There. That's the idea. Right. Okay, so Valentina, keep both parts lifted. So you lift your tailbone and you lift your head. And now you rock through your back. So that means as you lower your head, your pelvis has to lift higher. And as your pelvis lowers, that's it. And feel how you move through your spine. Okay. No, stop. Okay. Lift your pelvis. There. Now lift it higher and lower your head a little bit. Lift it higher. There. Now lower it a little bit as you lift this. So you rock. That's it.
But and then I lost the contact.
You don't need contact. You should lift it. Yes, lift.
Okay.
And then this. So you're rocking now like a rocking horse.
Okay. I didn't understand.
Yeah. So when you lift your tailbone, it means your pelvis lifts, right? So all the weight should be on your back. And if you get tired and pause for a minute to rest and then come back to it. So most of the pressure is in your mid-back to upper back, and you're rocking along the area that's called your thoracic spine. And just to become acquainted with that. Pardon me? Do you want the heater off now? I will, maybe in like 5 more minutes, because then once it's off, it's too hard to turn it back on, and it will cool down really quick. So, Okay. And go ahead and rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. And now this time you're going to bring your right knee into your chest so that your left hand can get a hold of the right arch. So the arch is the part underneath your foot. Just the left hand. The left hand under the right arch. Your right hand is going to be under your head. So you're with the arch of your foot. Not behind the knee, but your arch of the right foot. Okay, it's real important that you're with the arch. That's it. Now, in this position, you're going to begin to lift your head and lift and lengthen your right leg at the same time, as if they might meet somewhere above you. So, Blanche, your right hand is behind your head.
I have a lot of problems. Unless you're near me, I can't hear you.
Okay, so right hand, that's your right hand, behind your head. The left hand is with this foot. Okay?
Yeah.
This hand. Okay?
Okay?
Okay. Now lift them together and lower them back down.
Lift them together.
Yeah.
Lift my head, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then lower my back.
Mm-hmm. Very gently. So feel as you lift and lengthen your head and your leg, it should bring that same area of your thoracic spine into contact with the floor. That's it. Good. Nice, Susie. Okay, and rest on your back. Come back to the same position. So your knees are bent. Your left hand gets a hold of the right arch. Your right hand is behind your head. And this time you lift the two up. So you lengthen your leg, you lift your head and hold it there. And start to rock a little bit on your back as if you were going to swing. That's it, Monique, as if you were going to swing your leg. That's it. Think of rocking along your back. Could you imagine that you could swing up to sit? Feels difficult. Okay, rest. It'll get quite a bit easier. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Once again, your right hand is behind your head, and your left hand now gets a hold of your four toes with the right foot. So instead of the arch, you now grab the four toes and come from underneath. So that's it. So you don't get the big toe, but all the other toes, everything but the big toe. Okay? If it may, for some of you, you may feel like you need to take off your sock. It might be easier. So holding on like this, begin to lengthen your leg up towards the ceiling. Yeah, like that. So you get the four toes, your thumb comes in between. That's it. Just lengthen the leg up towards the ceiling and fold it back down. And think about how both your left arm and your right leg lengthen and fold. Is it easier for you to lengthen your arm than your leg? Could you imagine lengthening your leg all the way? What would make that possible?
Breaking
it.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. We need humor today. That's it. So just continue to explore lengthening that right leg. Very nice, Susie. She's doing some nice exploratory work over there. So there are times in a lesson where I give you the room to think, to be curious. It means if you want to roll to your side a little bit, some of you are lifting the head. Look for different options so that the right leg could fully lengthen. Without letting go, of course. So that is the constraint, is that you must hold on to the four toes. Good. Okay, and rest on your back. Diane, can you turn off the heat?
What?
Turn off the heat. So come back to the same situation. That means your right hand's behind your head. Your left hand has the four toes of your right foot. And as you begin to lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling, begin to also roll over to your right side and then come back to the center. Good. And now explore rolling to the left side. See which side perhaps feels easier. Again, with the idea of lengthening, fully lengthening out that right leg. And feel how probably most of the tightness is behind your knee into the calf, right? Some of you've got it way up in the buttocks too. Good. Okay, and rest. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Now this time you're just going to change hands. So you're going to place your left hand behind your head and your right hand is going to get a hold of your right foot, still the four toes. So you come over the top, that's it, and get the four toes. And now using your right hand to lengthen your right leg, just begin to lift it up towards the ceiling, bend it back down. Again, with this idea that you might be able to fully lengthen the right leg. And you can experiment with also lifting your head at the same time. Does that make it easier? Why does lifting the head make it easier? Does that actually make the arm longer in a way, right? Because you fold the chest and the shoulder blade lifts.
So it'd be the goal to try to move your body in any way to get your legs straight?
Sure, you can. Very good. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah, and it's a really nice movement. Susie, you're really with it today. The star pupil. She's really doing a great job. So as you lengthen the right leg, as she discovered, you roll onto your left side, and it's probably the easiest way. And it's a very nice feeling to roll onto the left side, and you can stretch out and lengthen that leg. So you start from the back, and then you roll onto the left side. And when you get over there, actually stay over there and see if you can think of pushing the right heel away from you even a little bit more to really get that area behind your right knee to lengthen. Torture, yes. Most of us are not very aware of the tightness that happens along the back side of the leg, and a lot of it's just from sitting, because we sit so much. Good. Okay. Come back onto your back and rest again. And as you're resting, just observe how your right leg is lying or making contact with the floor compared to your left leg. You may feel as if the right leg is now longer or flatter, maybe making more contact. The whole back side of the leg is resting more on the floor. Or your right leg may feel larger, more alive. It might feel lighter. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and once again, with your right hand, get a hold of the right foot with the four toes. Your left hand can be behind your head. And this time, begin to do a movement of, as you lengthen your right leg up towards the ceiling, you start to alternate your knee and your elbow. We've done this in other lessons. So your knee can go to the outside of the elbow when you bend down, and then you can lengthen it up and bring your knee to the inside. And in this movement, what's really important to feel, so you move the knee to, here, that's it, to the outside, right? And then bring it there, to the inside. And what's important about this movement is to feel what happens inside the hip joint. So what happens deep inside your pelvis as you bring the knee more into your stomach and chest, so to the inside, versus when you let the knee go to the outside? So you're really clarifying the movement that's available inside the hip joint. Good. Now this next time, place your left hand should be under your head, and go ahead and lengthen your right leg and roll onto your left side to lengthen your right leg, and just see if that last movement made it a little easier for your right leg to be long. And again, think of your right heel sliding away from you to stretch out that area behind your right knee, the calf. Good. That's it, Valentina. Very nice. And rest on your back. It feels that much longer. That's a really neat thing when it feels that much longer. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now this time with your right hand, you're going to get a hold of your left foot. And you come under the arch to begin with. That was our first way of holding the foot. And your left hand will go underneath your head. And slowly and gently begin to lengthen your left leg and lift your head at the same time. Imagine that somehow they would touch or meet somewhere above you. Just go very gently and easily. Feel how your thoracic spine needs to round, how your chest needs to soften and your ribs fold. Good. And just pause for a moment. You can straighten your legs or keep your knees bent to just pause and rest. Bend your knees again. Get a hold of your left foot with your right hand once again. Left hand behind the head. Same way, so under the arch. And this time, you're going to lift your head and lengthen your leg and hold it up there. And do the rocking movement of rocking along your back with this crazy idea that you might come up to sitting. You might feel a little less crazy now. That's it. That's it, Susie. Great. Okay, and everybody rest. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And now with your right hand, get a hold of your left foot, just the four toes. So you come under the sole of the foot, that's it, and get a hold of the four toes. You leave the big toe alone. Your left hand is underneath your head. And you begin to start lengthening your left leg up towards the ceiling, feeling this idea of how to fully lengthen your left leg, and you can experiment with the idea of lifting the leg by itself and then incorporating the lifting of your head, which rounds your spine and it lifts the shoulder girdle, and that's what helps the arm get longer. And then you can also experiment rolling a little bit to the left and to the right as you lengthen the left leg. Some of you need to take little pauses, which is great. When you take a pause, really just give yourself like 3 to 5 seconds, and then you come back to it. It's just enough to have your breathing become regular again. That's it. And go ahead and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And once again, with your right hand, get a hold of the left foot, just those four toes, and your left hand behind your head. And this time, go ahead and roll all the way over to the right side as you lengthen that left leg. So see what it's like to go over to the right, come back onto your back, and then roll to the left. And again, the idea is to lengthen the left leg as you roll along your back. So you allow your whole self to roll, to move. Very nice. And come onto your back and rest again. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And now this time you're going to get a hold of your left foot with your left hand. So again, it's just the four toes, but you come over the top. Your right hand is underneath your head. And you just begin by lengthening your left leg up towards the ceiling. Again, you can begin with lifting your head at the same time to get this feeling of lengthening, elongating your left leg, the backside of your leg. So again, how does lifting your head support that idea? And then it's very interesting after lifting the head a few times that you can do it without lifting the head. But if you're lifting the head, you need to have your right hand behind your head. Ask yourself the question, what keeps you from fully elongating your left leg? Where do you feel, huh? Where do you feel the stop occur? That's it. Now remember the movement of alternating the arm and the knee. So you bring the knee to the inside, and then you bring it to the outside. And again, feel what is happening inside your left hip joint. So each time that you fold your knee back down, your knee can either be to the inside of your left arm and elbow or to the outside. And this changes the relationship inside the left hip joint. Again, if you need to pause for a moment, you can do so and then you come back to it. This is something important for you to learn to regulate yourself, to stay curious? Is it getting easier? And that's another good observation, is to observe if one leg feels harder. Okay, everybody rest. Does one leg feel tighter, or it's more challenging to lengthen? Okay, bend your knees again. Get a hold of your left foot with your left hand once again. Your right hand is underneath your head. And this time you'll begin to roll to the right as you lengthen your left leg, right? I believe that's correct. And see if that really rolling over to the right side can make it possible to really elongate. This is a wonderful way on your own to assist your back in elongating and your legs. And when you come over there onto the right side, then you can think of pushing the left heel even more away from you, which really exaggerates the calf muscle becoming long. So you first get yourself over there, and then you think, can I push the heel away from me? But you need to hold on to those toes. That's it, because it flexes the foot, which allows the Achilles and the calf, the belly of the calf muscle, to elongate. Very good. Very nice. And then you can roll onto your back again and just go through trying that just once or twice more. And this is a movement that you can self-regulate with yourself. That's what's so nice about it, is that once you roll over onto the right side and allow your left leg to be over there, in your own way you can bend the knee and soften it, and then you can elongate it. Compared to when people sit on the floor and it's called like a hurdler stretch, where you just lock the leg, this is a much more fluid movement for stretching and lengthening. That's it. The legs out. Very nice. Now look, it's much easier, isn't it? And the bending of the knee is just as important as the elongation. It gives the muscles a moment of shortening, and then you refer to lengthening again. That's the other component that in traditional stretching is not useful, is that they go into a full stretch and there's no lax in the movement. You need to go from elongating to shortening to elongating. Very nice. And rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring both feet to standing. And now we're going to go back and get a hold of the right foot with the left hand. And you want to get a hold of those four toes. Right foot, left hand, that's it. And your right hand under your head. And now as you lengthen and lift your right leg up, think of swinging the leg forward as if you could sit up. And this means you can also let the left knee come up too. That's it. There you go. That's it, Susie. And swing up. Good. And then go back down. So you really use the left leg, in a sense, to be kind of your momentum to come up. And then you go back down. And as you go back down, elongate the leg up towards the ceiling. So when you roll back, it gets long, and as you swing up, it bends and then lengthens. So you bend and now lengthen going back. And then as you roll up, it has to bend, and then it elongates out in front of you. And then you have to bend it to roll back, and then as you roll back, it elongates. Very good, Mo.
It makes sense. I have to go to the side.
Yes. But you're doing a good job. Now see if you can do it a little faster. Just hold on. That's it, Susie. Just roll back and roll up, just like a weeble wobble. Do they even make those anymore?
No.
They don't?
They were fun.
Another one is that Bozo the Clown, you know, that you would punch and he's got sand in the bottom, so he tilts down, but he pops right back up. I like the weeble wobbles better. The simple toys. Good. Okay. On your back, rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And this time you're going to use your left hand, right, to get a hold of your right foot. Or is that what we just did? Okay, opposite, sorry. Your right hand with your left foot. That means your left hand's behind your head. And again, you can lift that right knee to come into your chest and use a little momentum to start to swing up to sitting. That's it, Bev. And then go back. And eventually you'll find you don't need, that's beautiful, Susie, you don't need that much momentum. Cramps. I'm trying to think what was the other thing that I read about. I think it's calcium. There's potassium, calcium, and there was something else for muscle cramps. What was it? Yeah, it was.
Stretching.
No, there was something else. Because it's no. It was something so obvious. Good. I can't remember. Okay, rest on your back. I have a philosophy, though, about all the cramping. Because it happens more frequently. You never hear kids complaining about cramps, hardly at all, unless they have growth pains. And it usually happens as we get older. And my theory is because the muscles have gotten so contracted and the blood flow and oxygen flow is so much less that the tissues get really taut. And so you need to stretch more. But there's also, I know there's something else, but calcium, potassium, things that help the tissues have more elasticity because it's about oxygen depletion too. Yeah. But there's something else. Calcium also, too, though. Okay, rest on your back. But it's also why exercise and movement is so important. Yeah. Okay, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Oh, that's like probably my watch or something. And now bring your knees into your chest. And this time, you're going to have your right hand get a hold of the right four toes and your left hand get a hold of the left four toes. And it's probably easier to have your hands on the outside, but Linda, you can do it that way. Yeah. And now from this position, you'll lengthen the legs up over your head, swing them forward as you bend them, and roll up to sitting. That's it. Now, you can do it, Linda. You can do it. I know. Come on. I know you can do it.
Move your knees to the outside, right?
Your knees can be outside or inside. Once you learn it one way, then you challenge yourself to have the knees go to the other place.
Oh, I see.
There you go. That's it, Bev, but don't let go. You don't need to. But sure. can't is not an option in here.
Once, that was it.
The three of you just did it.
Toby and Hobie didn't like that.
Is that our nicknames? T and H? H and T?
Toby and Hobie, Jacoby. I named them.
That's it. Good. Now bring your knees to the outside, Valentina. Put your knees to the outside. There. There you go. Good. Do it again. It doesn't take much. Doesn't take much effort. Now do it slower. Find out how slow can you do the movement. How slow can you do it and still do it? Good job. See? That's it, Bev. That's it. Hold on.
Can you do it up. Now? Put your legs on the arms on the outside now. Can you do it that way? Yeah.
It feels so Susie, let's see you again.
I can't be tired.
No.
No, because I got to see.
Okay, rest. Lie on your back. Okay, everybody rest. So lengthen your legs, rest on your back. And again, just take a moment now to really sense and observe the length of your spine, the length of your legs, the contact that the back of your legs are now making with the floor. How do you sense your spine resting there in between your shoulder blades? So if you do have any kind of regular experience of cramping behind your knees and your calves or hamstrings, this would be a really good lesson on your own. Just parts of it, just taking one leg at a time and doing this primarily before you go to bed, because then you won't wake up in the middle of the night with a cramp. It's a really good time to do it. And for you, Linda, this is a really good one, doing the rolling to the side and lengthening the spine. Okay, so taking your time, please roll to your side, bring yourself up to sitting and then standing. And when you come to standing, to observe what it feels like in standing. Amazing! So notice in standing, though, the contact that you now make with your feet. And for most of you, you're going to feel a lot more contact with the heel and even feeling the backside of your leg. Just see if you have an awareness from your buttocks down that it's an interesting thing. I think often when we think of our legs, we're on the front side and the knees, and we rarely experience the sensation and the quality behind. So see if, yes. See if you can feel that or become aware of that. And if your heels are much more in contact. And then walk around and notice what it feels like in walking now, how you experience your hip joints, the swinging of the legs. Do you feel like you move through the whole foot now? How does it feel?
I can feel my feet.
Good.
You know?
Good.
So flat. They didn't used to be flat.
Good. How do you feel?
Good.
Can you feel the back of your legs?
Yeah.
Good.
I feel it through here.
Good.
They were cramping when I first started grabbing them, and I got better afterwards.
Great.
I fly out of bed every night because of this.
See, I don't cramp except in here for some reason, and it's a beautiful.
Well, because this is challenging. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what I don't feel, and I make every effort to see. When you say